This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
We worship you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We adore you. We say there is none like you. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you for this great opportunity to be here, O Lord. We worship you. We adore you, we adore you, we adore you. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you, King of Glory. We give you all the glory and adoration. Lord, as we go into your word, we pray that you speak to our understanding. Deliver us from all evil. Put the enemies to shame. We pray that you make us the doer of your word, that this word will not stand against us on the day of judgment. Thank you, Ancient of Days. In Jesus' name, we pray. Let's have our seats. I want to thank God for bringing me here. And I want to thank God for the pastor, the set man of this place, for giving me the opportunity to come and speak to this wonderful congregation. And again, I thank God for our able pastor, the zona coordinator. Okay, please, zona pastor. America, we say zona coordinator. Amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. This morning, the Lord impressed in my spirit, man, to speak on power to stand. Power to stand. Why do we need power to stand? We need power to stand according to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 that says we are in the perilous time. We need power to stand because according to Matthew chapter 24, the Lord Jesus Christ started explaining the latter days to the disciples. We need power to stand because there are lots going on in Christendom. The power of darkness has gotten the form of godliness. And if you are not careful, the Bible tells us that the very elect will be deceived. And that's why we need power to stand. And what is power? Power is the ability to do something. Power is the ability to walk. So after giving your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you need power to stand. Because the moment you turn your back to the enemy and say bye to the devil, I'm no more going into sin again. Sin of fornication, sexual sin, sin of lying, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness. You tell the devil, I'm no more going there. The devil now will say, I'm going to see how you're going to succeed. In John chapter 14, verse 30, John 14, 30, Jesus Christ said, the prince of this world cometh and findeth nothing in me. The enemy comes back to come and check you up every time. And as you are giving a check up, and if they find you empty, definitely he will go back. He will not just enter. He will go back and take double sexual sin, double lying, double whatever in sevenfold and come back into that person. That was why Jesus Christ, when he was going away, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you what? Comfortless. I will not leave you without authority. I will not leave you without power. I will not leave you without power. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He now sent a comforter. A comforter that will be able to give us the grace to be able to stand the end of the time. I was in London some times ago, and I was praying for a young lady that could not keep relationship. Even her academics, she could not keep it. She would go for one course now, she would go to another course now. And then, as I started praying for her, a voice started speaking from her. A voice started speaking from her. Is it not the Father? Is it not the Father? I said, what's the Father doing? The Father is using her glory. Why is he using her glory? He said he's using her glory in order to make wealth so as to send other siblings, step and whatever, to school and make them succeed. I said, this is born again. How are you manipulating a born-again child of God? Because the Bible tells us that if anyone be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Say, behold, everything becomes new. The pastor's wife and the pastor was there recording the ministration. And the spirit said that even before she was born, the father checked the glory. And he saw that her glory is the biggest among all the children. And that was why he gave the name on the naming day as Mosumola. That meaning she will be getting closer to wealth, but she won't touch it. Mosumola. And because of that, now that she's born again, they are very angry in their kingdom because being born again is affecting the wealth of the father because it's not going smoothly the way it was going before. But one device that they use is to impersonate her with the spirit of fornication. Because the moment she started having illegal sexual relationship, the power of Christ, the power of the cross, the power of resurrection that makes no power to overpower you, now starts to dwindle. So what am I saying? I'm telling you that the power of the Lord that came upon you on the day of salvation is above all powers. It's above all powers. It says, behold, I've given unto you power to tread upon serpents, scorpions, and upon all the powers of the enemies, and they shall by no means hurt you. But when you start to go into sin, the power will not be able to work for you again. When you start to touch sin, and nowadays people are drinking sin as drinking water. I'm here to declare to you that the protection of God is sure. That salvation is a package of progress. Salvation is a package of uplifting one's life. But when you seek him with all righteousness, in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, it says, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. He says, all these things shall be added unto you. So when Jesus Christ was going away, he left behind the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, the devil wants to get you back to your stage. I will just give an example. When Lazarus died, in the book of John chapter 11, Jesus Christ wept seriously. And then when he got there, they said Lazarus was almost, he was stinking already. And Jesus Christ got to the tomb and woke him up. Let's go to the book of John chapter 12. You will know how to keep your salvation. We can say Lazarus was saved. He became delivered. In John chapter 12, let's read from verse 1 and 2. John 12, can we read together, church? Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, are we reading? Came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. You have been dead. You were dead in sin. He rose you. He made you to rise from your sin. Let's look at verse 2. Then they made him what? A supper. And Martha sat. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then verse 9 now. Let's read from 9 to 11. One to go. Much people of the Jew therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priest, can you say that? But the chief priest consulted that they might put Lazarus also to, verse 11, because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. They wanted Lazarus back in the grave. The enemy wants you back in your vomit. The enemy wants you to go and put your hand into sin. The enemy wants you to be angry with people that offend you and never forgive them so that they can have upper hand to torture your life. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 to 27, be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give a place to the devil. When you are angry and you allow the sun to go down upon your wrath, you are angry in the morning, till the evening you are still angry, second day you are angry, then you will invite the devil to come into your life. And when the devil comes into your life, he brings John 10:10. He has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He can deposit anything into your system. That is why a child of God that's supposed not to be sick, you see that they are sick. Cancer is eating up the Christendom. Oh, high blood pressure, diabetes, all kinds of sicknesses of the Egyptians that the Lord has promised that it will never come to you. Go and ask anyone that is genuinely born again. The moment you are genuinely born again, the sickness that born again met in your body, they always disappear, except you don't have a sound teaching and you don't follow the sound teaching. The moment you exercise that anger, all other sin that you say you will not commit again, they will come because you have given a place to the devil. But I'm here to announce to you that Jesus Christ cannot be blamed. Because while he was going away, he told the disciples, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will leave you with the Holy Spirit. Let's read John chapter 16. John chapter 16. For the enemy not to get you back in the grave, you need to be closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. If Lazarus was not with Jesus, what do you think will happen? What do you think will happen? Jesus must be around you. Draw me closer, Lord, draw me closer, closer to thee, draw me closer, Lord, draw me closer, closer to thee. My song every day, Father, draw me closer, draw me closer, closer to thee. You'll be closer in Jesus' name. John chapter 16 verse 12. John chapter 16 verse 12. We're going to read together, church. I want you to participate. Want to go. John chapter 16 verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. How be it? 13. When the Spirit of the truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He will show what? You don't need a soothsayer. You don't need anybody to see vision. Yes, there are visions, there are prophets, but you don't need them as such because nowadays, prophets, they are polluted. A lot of them are using familiar spirits to tell you things and to pour strange oil on your head. He has given you necessary equipment and material for you to make it as a Christian. And as you make it as a Christian, the Bible tells us that the material things will run after you. The word of the Lord, they are yea and amen. He says, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But note, a lot of people are seeking God in righteousness. There are some spiritual sister, spiritual brother, but their heart is wicked. Their heart is wicked, brethren. You can be speaking in tongues. Thank God for the open heavens of a few days ago now. Rakata karabakata, makata kata, giant, giant. But your heart is bad. Somebody cannot offend you and you let go. You cannot get to your throne if you abide by that. It's a subtle way of the enemy destroying your life gradually when you have pain too much in your heart. Hallelujah. It is by the help of the Holy Spirit that you'll be able to make it. John chapter 14 verse 1. John chapter 16 verse 1. John 16:1. Said, these things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh that Whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. You can read it to four, but let me read six. He said, but because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And the Comforter is here in the name of Jesus Christ. The Comforter is here today in the name of Jesus Christ to fill you to the brim. He said, he is the one that can strengthen you, as to be able to take your stand in the Lord. You need the Holy Spirit. John chapter 14 verse 26. It says, but the Comforter, I read to you, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, that is in my place, to represent me and to act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, that is, he will remind you of all the things. He will bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. You can read it in your amplified version. Are you finding it difficult to take your stand? I always tell people, when we were growing as a Christian, there's a song we were taught. I know my Lord will make a way for me. I know my Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. I know my Lord will make a way for me. Young ones, older ones, don't defy yourself. The Bible tells us that the sin of fornication, sexual sin, is into your body. You send out the Spirit of God. You destroy your body. If you are married, be satisfied with your wife. If you're not married, let no man test market you. Let no woman, until they bring you to the altar. It is toucheth me not, looketh at me afar off. Any brother that want to marry you, that was my slogan. And as I preach it, my children, I didn't know my son caught it. He got married last year, April. His name is Josie. He said, Mom, he's looketh at me afar off, toucheth me not. For the 5 years and 1 week that I moved with my husband before marriage, toucheth me not. Don't test market me. I don't want to become second hand. I have been a second hand before Christ came into my life. But now I'm a new creature, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Let no man test market me. Let me be original before I enter into your house. I told them somewhere, I said, you are relating with a man that will marry you. Why do you have his key to his bedroom? Hey, why? Why do you have his key to his house? Why do you go and make food for him? Why can't you let him eat bread and bogon and whatever? So that after my, let him soak gari and kuli kuli. Amen. And when, if you are married, let your wife be able to access your phone. When the phone rings, why are you running and you are somersaulting in the house? Maga. No share. Business phone. Oh, Lenier, you are a thief. It's not any business phone. You are telling a lie. You are telling a lie. Let her pick your phone. Let her check your emails. The Bible says that we are our brother's keepers. He said, flee all appearances of the devil. Why is the power not in the Pentecostal? We are dwindling away because we are touching things we're supposed not to touch. He said, touch not the unclean things and remain focused. In any country you get to, remain focused. Let Christ be honored, because that country cannot deliver you when the trumpet sound. It is the power of the Holy Ghost in you that can take you to heaven. And not to heaven alone. You will live your life on earth as if you are in heaven. Hallelujah. Are you finding it difficult to take your stand? The Holy Ghost is here today. I want us to read Luke before we start to pray. Luke chapter 11. Let's see what God is saying. Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, verse 10 to 13. Luke 11, 10 to 13. We're going to read it together, church. One, two, go. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Verse 13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask of him? Today you are going to ask of him. You've been filled, but you need to be refilled. You don't know where the leakage has come. The Bible tells us that while men slept, the evil one came and sowed tares. The Holy Spirit said, go there today, Grace, and empower them. Let them be empowered so that the devil stop making fun of us. You should be able to speak and power comes out of your mouth. You should be able to decree a thing and it happens. Your sleep should be like that of a newborn baby. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. But when prophets start to touch unclean things, the power cannot work. If you are here, you are not born again. You are wasting away. The best decision on earth is for you to make a right about turn and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the meaning of that? It's like a lady that met with a man and they start going out together, eating Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mr. Biggs every time, going everywhere. That lady cannot say, I am married to you, until the relationship is consolidated by signing a register. And the Bible tells us that on that day, a book will be opened. And they will check if your name is there. You say, oh, I go to, Lord, throne room. I attend throne room. They say, oh, you attended throne room. When did you decide for me? There must be a day you decide for that man that you are following around. That day is the day your name will be written. That day is the day you will sign register. If you have not signed the register of the Almighty God, telling him, I do. Today is your day. Sometimes 1978, I did the same thing. I came out and I gave my life to him and I never remained the same. Let's rise on our feet. Let's start to talk to God and say, Father, in any way, leakage has happened in my life. I pray for your mercy. Have mercy on me. Is it in anger that you have not been able to forgive your husband? Inside you are just bittered. You are setting his food, but you are cursing him out. Tell God, have mercy on me. Is he in fornication? You are having sexual relationship with somebody that is not married to you. Ah, is it in lying? You've taken the money that does not belong to you. Lord, in any way, I have caused leakage in my life. Have mercy on me. Let your mercy rule over judgment. Have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. I'm taking my stand today. I'm taking my stand today, oh Lord. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, oh Lord. If you are here, you want to surrender your life to Jesus. You want to sign the register this morning. Please, can you raise up your hand wherever you are? He said, if you are ashamed of me on earth, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. As people are praying for mercy, Lord, I ask for mercy also, the preacher of this day, Lord. I don't want this word to stand against me in any area. I have caused a leakage. Maybe you've been to a fellowship whereby the voodoo people were there and you could not discern them. And they've laid hands on you and it has caused leakage in your life. Since then, you've been having strange experience. Let's start to talk to God and say, Father, please have mercy on me. 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 Father, Lord, I want you to pray this prayer. If you are not born again, that God, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life unto you. Take my life, write my name in the book of life. As from today, I surrender. I will not go back into sin again. I surrender unto you. I rededicate my life unto you. Take my life and let it be for you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.